Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone. Thank you for listening to today's show. I'm explaining how to help thinning hair and flyaway hair with lymphatic system detoxification. To me, when you have thinning hair or flyaway hair, this is a sign of acidity in your body, and it's damaging your lymphatic system and the cells around your hair. I will explain the importance of balancing the body's pH and improving lymph flow to improve circulation and natural detoxification to help you improve how you think and feel. I'm the author of An Undetected Acid Alkaline Imbalance. My book explains how cellular waste in our body, and we spend $50 billion on antacids and Prilosec a year, so we know there's an acid problem. That acid is damaging our lymphatic system, and we're filling with our own cellular waste. I've developed work called Lymphpractic. It gets to the root cause of your health problems. It removes or helps to remove and detox naturally cellular waste from your body. If you don't live in Arizona and you can't come to get a session from me, I coach clients around the world, and it really makes a difference in your life once you understand the lymphatic system's role in maintaining your cells. Have you looked around you? Have you seen that, you know, people have very thin hair? You see it in men, you see it in children, and I tend to notice things a lot in people, and I look at people over the years, and I see that some people who have had nice hair over time becomes very thin and fly away, and most people, you know, don't understand why this is happening. And many times, the thinning hair is diagnosed as a hormonal problem, especially in women. But I see this happening in young children. I see this happening in men, teens. It really is about toxicity. It's a sign of an acidic pH around your cells. So I'd like to explain how a miscontributing factor in thinning hair is a congested lymphatic system that is not reabsorbing waste from the scalp efficiently. So basically, it's becoming built up with acidic waste, and it's becoming toxic. And that toxicity is damaging the hair bulb, making the hair thin and dry. The reverse can even happen, and I saw this in my wife after having our kids. Her hair became very thick and wiry. She normally has healthy hair, and really it became very wiry. And over about 3 months, she took alkalinizing supplements and a green drink, and it normalized. So it really showed me how the hair can change according to how the pH in the body is, if it's too acid or too alkaline. The lymphatic system helps reduce toxicity by reabsorbing cellular waste and other debris from the body and brain. Remember, our cells are always regenerating. And even in our hair bulbs, even in our scalp, even in our cranium, if cells can't regenerate and get rid of their waste, then we're filling with cellular waste that's actually acidic. And in the lymphatic system has certain flows, right? In the body, everything, almost everything, all the lymph flow has to flow to the base of the neck by the clavicles. Everything in the head has to flow down to your same place, right below the neck by the front of the clavicles. They're where the lymph vessels go into a vein, and that puts the lymph right back into the heart again. So when we get tight in our shoulders and neck for years and years, and you see people twisting their head all the time, you know, to try and relieve tension in your neck, so we know we have some tightness there. But when we have tightness in our neck and shoulders, and this is where our major lymph drain is, one lymph vessel on either side of our neck, then when we get tight, then we're impeding, we're slowing that ability of the lymph system to clean or to reabsorb waste from our body. And that tightness is due to acid waste just building across your shoulders. It'll go up into your neck, make your neck tight. It'll even get your thyroid, and you'll have a thyroid problem. Or even into your jaws, it'll give you TMJ problems. So again, fluid must flow. We must have good circulation in the body, and the lymphatic system is really key in completing that circulation, and we rarely think about it. So our lymphatic system could be damaged from many things. Inactivity, you could have had a few viruses, dehydration, taking many medications can make us acidic, but it could be from many things. But all of the above-mentioned circumstances that I mentioned make us acidic. And when we become acidic, then our lymph system can't clean as efficiently, and our body, our areas around our cells become full of acid waste, and this is what begins to damage them. So a recent study found that when you're overly acidic, your body aggressively clumps cells. So think about it. We spend $50 billion a year on antacids and Prilosec, but we treat that as a digestive problem rather than acid damaging everything that's in our body, our cells. So if cells are clumping in any part of the body, if it happens in your scalp or at the base of your neck or in your anywhere in your scalp area, it can impede blood flow. And over time, you'll get more acidic, and that will start damaging. And that's how we start seeing the hair slowly dying, slowly getting brittle, slowly getting more damaged. Now, before learning about pH and how it can damage the lymphatic system, my hair on my head and beard were falling out. It was distressing. I would shower, and the drain would have my hair in it. My beard had 2 quarter-size holes in it on one side of my head, so I know that side of my head was more congested. Once I addressed my acidic pH, and most people aren't even aware of pH, and I'll explain that in a minute, then my hair stopped falling out. It took a few weeks, but I started over time noticing that, wow, I'm having less hair in the sink. I started noticing that my beard started to fill in after a few weeks. Again, it takes time. Anything with the skin can take months. But if we don't make a change to begin to change our pH, or to at least acknowledge that we have to, you know, clean up our body a little bit, then we're missing everything. So hair just doesn't grow well in an acidic environment. And that's really the key, is we have to change the environment. And pH really is simple. pH is about percent hydrogen. It's really about, is a solution, and in this case, it's about your blood and interstitial fluid. Is it acid? Is it imbalanced? Or is it alkaline? And really, we want to be in balance. It's like we're a swimming pool. We have to check the pH. It's like we're a fish tank. Our body is like a vessel. It's holding all these cells in our body. Many of them are alive. And our fluid can become overly acidic and not hold oxygen. And that's a fact. When our blood becomes overly acidic, it can't hold oxygen. And when it can't hold oxygen, your cells suffer. And you also get very weak. You have fatigue because you need oxygen to make ATP, adenosine triphosphate. So again, understanding pH in your body really is imperative to your health and to the state of your hair. Is your hair bulb sitting in an acidic environment? Is it in a balanced, nourishing environment? Or is it overly alkaline? I'll tell you, most people are overly acidic. Very few times do I see people who are overly alkaline. So really, our goal is to change the environment. So before I explain how to help thinning hair and flyaway hair and basically how to change your environment, and again, this works for every health problem, guys. Hope you've noticed that every time I talk about a health problem, the end of the talk is normally the same. Change your diet, change your pH, do some exercise. It's really about changing the environment of your cells. But let me remind you that I work with clients in Scottsdale, Arizona, in a fully closed session called Impractic, and I work on infants to adults who have pain, cancer, Lyme disease, brain issues, their swelling, skin problems. Really, the lymphatic system is connected to every system in the body, so it can help every health problem. And if you live outside of the outside of Arizona or even the U.S., I can really make a difference in your life. Just a few times of talking with me, I promise your eyes will have a different understanding, your brain will have a different understanding of your health issue, and you'll be able to take better control of it. So contact me for a free phone or Skype consultation to get your life back on track. I promise it'll make a difference. So what can you do to help your hair? I mean, I hear people say they put baking soda in it, they put olive oil in it. You know, there's a lot of extremes when really all we have to do, our hair is just showing what's going on as it's leaving the body. We need to change the hair bulb, the area around the hair bulb, so that it can actually thrive and do much better. And it's about reducing toxicity. We rarely think about toxicity, but really toxicity, and it's about acidic, this area being acidic, is affecting every certain problem you have is due to this. Again, there are 30 or 40 books in the last, 30 years, and I've heard people say that it's been talked about for 100 years. We're not supposed to be acid, and it's so much more than just a digestive issue. You really need to understand that. So there are, when the tissues of the body become more imbalanced, and that's key, and there are ways of checking this with pH test strips, right? You just go to a store, get some pH test strips. I happen to like pH test strips by Voxa. They're really easy to read, and I use those for all my testing that I have done and my research. And when the body is more imbalanced, it's better able to give up waste and clean us. We even think better. And there are simple things that only you have control over, right? And we have to start thinking about diet. And it's more than just eating perfect all the time. We have to learn how to really clean up and do it for periods of a time. Because when we eat healthy in the morning and we eat healthy for lunch and we come home for a normal dinner, we're sort of impeding our ability to clean. So I believe in taking 3 or 4 days a week and eating more raw, more clean, having smoothies during that time, and limiting your meat, your bread, your wheat, your flour, and you'll see you'll do a lot better. But we want to do it consecutive on a few days. But we really want to think about everyday lymphatic system detoxification, right? Are you eating too much acid foods or beverages? It's about eating an alkaline diet, more fruits and vegetables. I ate 1 or 2 fruits a day before this, and I never ate vegetables. Now I eat many fruits and vegetables a day, and it makes a difference. We have to limit grains because grains have been shown to really make us very acidic and even possibly be a neurotoxin. You want to take products that buffer acid in the body. Magnesium. I like natural calm. It's a powder. You can drink it like a tea, and it even has flavors, and it's great for kids too, and it's a way of adding magnesium to the body. Baking soda, green drinks. If you don't like a green drink, there are many red drinks. They're like Resveratrol Reds by Innate. But we need to start making our body more alkaline. Daily exercise to move blood through your scalp, keeping your shoulders more relaxed. Really, it's about good posture, deep breathing, and getting some lymphatic work. Either you learning how to drain your lymphatic system or going for a lymphatic session will make a big difference. And my idea of detoxification is different. Number one, we don't want to detox a child. Just put them in an Epsom salt bath, start feeding them different foods, more alkaline, more fruits and vegetables, and maybe give them some magnesium. But if you're an adult, start thinking about cleaning up, detoxing. In my office, I put clients through 3 or 4 weeks of lymphatic system drainage, 1 the first week, 2 in the following weeks each week, and we make a tsunami through their body. We make a big wave that pushes out waste through their body and brain. You can do the same thing at home by taking a couple of alkalizing supplements like magnesium. Take a few Epsom salt baths a few days apart. 2 cups in a bath is great. And most importantly, systemic enzymes. Systemic enzymes help to break down the cellular waste that's building around our hair bulbs and our hair bulbs and our cells that's damaging them. So everyday lymphatic system maintenance. And the big thing is medications. If you take medications, and many people are taking 3 to 4 or 5 medications or more, these deplete magnesium, it's been found, many of them, adding to the need to balance your pH. So if you're taking medications, we have to balance them. Now, if you really don't understand what foods are acid or alkaline, go to my homepage. It's also in my book, An Undetected Acid Alkaline Balance. But I put an acid alkaline food page on my homepage at osipinskihealthacademy.com. You can get there by lymphman.com, lymphman.com. And it's on the bottom of the page. There's a link to the acid alkaline food chart. If I can help you understand how my information can change your life, contact me at osipinskihealthacademy.com. Next Thursday's show will be on how to help idiopathic intracranial hypertension, also known as pseudotumor cerebri, with lymphatic system detoxification. Guys, idiopathic intracranial hypertension sounds like a fancy name. It means you have pressure in your head and they don't know why. I'll tell you why. It's because you have a blocked lymphatic system. I hope understanding how to detox and maintain your lymphatic system makes a positive difference in your life. Thank you for listening to Everyday Lymphatic System Detoxification with me, your host, John Osipinski. Have a balanced and joyful life.